Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome to Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby.
I'm Roxy, and I have an unapologetic approach to everything I do.
Y yo soy Ruby, a traditional woman with a modern perspective on life.
We're going to be talking about social media, hot topics, pop culture,
relationships, politics, sports, and everything in between.
Buckle up.
Risqué with Roxy and Ruby. Prepare for takeoff. 3, 2, 1.
Regresaron las mamacitas que más desean.
Yeah, that's right. We are back. Amber Rose presents Risqué with Roxy.
And Ruby. ¿Cómo estás, comadre?
I'm doing fabulous, girl. Totalmente disfrutando del clima de Los Ángeles. Like, seriously, to everybody listening to us that doesn't live in L.A., We're rubbing it in your face that we have 24/7 amazing weather.
Yeah, and you're even wearing your bathing suit.
No,
I can see that.
Yeah, it's a bathing suit. I was looking for a bodysuit.
Se te ven bien las boobies.
Ay, muchas gracias. Shout out to my surgeon, Dr. Boris. I love him. No, pero I was looking for a bodysuit because I'm obsessed with bodysuits, the way you're obsessed with tequila.
You're calling me borracha. Well, we're drinking Casa México tequila.
Yes.
My favorite.
Salud, salud.
And we have the creator here que nos está acompañando, our boy Eric. How do you pronounce your last name?
Buccio. It's Buccio, lo que ustedes gusten.
Yes, so we have him in the house. Aquí también con Mauricio.
Mauricio Agüez, at your service.
Yes.
¿Cómo te apellidas, Mauricio?
Agüez.
Agüez.
Es Libanés.
Yeah, you look Libanese a little bit.
I'm human.
You're
sometimes.
What are you? I'm human.
You know what? I have a buddy, uno de mis negritos, one of my good friends, and every time we talk about like race, mm-hmm. he's always like, I'm human.
Exactly.
Like why That's do exactly you right. why do people always point the
I
race
like
thing
it.
Out?
My daughter looks mixed and they go, oh my God, your daughter looks is so cute. What is she? Human?
Oh,
she
that's
looks
a
mixed.
Good
yeah,
answer.
She's mixed between me and her mommy's juices.
Yeah, juices.
Yes.
Something flew in there to create a baby. Something had to flow there.
Well,
something
we were saying flowed. That one time. Remember, Ruby? We're like, if you really think about it, we're all a product of an orgasm.
Completely.
That's true.
Something, some type of explosion.
Well, at least for the guy.
What?
Oh, Rich, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would imagine
typical,
that happens
yeah.
a lot.
There's
well,
been
at least
women.
For the guy, we know one for sure to finish the job.
Yeah, there's been women that get pregnant without climaxing. I'm like, that is a waste.
That's
you
why
gotta
they
get
care
all the time,
so
women, all I the time. Really todas, yo creo kids. Que nuestras abuelitas también en el rancho. ¿Tú crees que?
Qué tristeza.
13, 20 hijos, yo creo que llegaba el marido. Kids. Taca, taca, taca. Vámonos.
Como y traca, traca. Como conejo, like a rabbit. Como dicen, ¿no? Like a ti te encantan los dichos de en español. Las tenían como escopeta cargada y detrás de la puerta. Todo el tiempo.
Oh, my.
How would you translate that in English?
That's a tough one.
You loaded like a shotgun, but ready to go all the time. You were loaded like a shotgun behind the door. Cargada como escopeta.
So walk in, he's walking in, that's it, he's ready.
Yeah, that's just, she's well, ready, she's
true.
Loaded.
8 months later.
Ready
true.
To pop the kid.
Damn.
Y el otro primero lo que te deja y luego lo que te apendeja.
I love that one.
That's a good one.
Take care of your business, people. Take care of what makes you money. Take care of your people.
So Eric, you're an entrepreneur. You and your partner Armando and just all the guys that work with you. How did you get your vision to create Casa México Tequila?
It's a long story, but I'll tell you in a nutshell. My big Mexican roots. That's really what started it. My family, coming from Jalisco, Michoacán, I always saw, we always had tequila at our house. Mm-hmm. Good times and bad times. A funeral, I would see people drinking tequila.
Yeah.
I would ask my dad, Dad, isn't this supposed to be like sad? It is, son. But you know what? We let it out. This is the way we talk to each other and we sip it and we talk about who passed away. Okay. Quinceañera? Tequila, you know, el primo, la hermana, el cuñado, el perico. Everybody was there, you know?
¿Qué perico?
El perico y todo. O sea, el perico que habla. Pero lo más curioso, the funny thing about me growing up in such a Mexican household that started me to become a tequilero was just the influence my dad had with tequila. Being from Jalisco, It's really mariachi and tequila.
Because we're from the highlands of
Jalisco. You guys are from the same town?
Región. Ruby? Es la región.
Oh, okay.
It's the region that oh, my God. Ahí hay el mejor tequila, la mejor cantera por los bancos de cantera, el chile.
What's cantera?
What's cantera?
Mira, la cantera, lo que pasa con la cantera es hay dos cosas.
Talk
la cantera
to, que, English, oh,
la cantera is basically the soil that Aranda Jalisco is at 6,000 feet elevation.
Yeah.
That's what really makes our agave plants to mature in such an amazing mineral way that we can produce the best tequilas in the world. Mm-hmm. Before, about 15 years ago, it was the Valle of Tequila, which was the initial processing area of the tequila for the world. José Cuervo, the biggest brands were there. But what happened is, as the tequila started growing so much, rancheros started looking around for new agave plants. And they said, let's try it here. The altitude might kill the plant. Let's try it out. So they would produce it in that area. And 10 years later, because it takes 8 years for me to produce one silver bottle, that's exactly what it does. It's no joke. It's no joke. My reposado is a 9-year process, and my
so that's like longer than wine. Oh,
completely,
sometimes.
Completely.
Yeah. People do not understand what entails
it's
for
beautiful.
Me to produce a product.
Wow, we need to take a tour
it's
to
a
those agave plants
product.
And
yeah,
be
it's
like
a long and tedious process that not anybody can claim that you
very
know
tough.
Say we're coming up with a great product because you have to keep your eye on the plants at all time. You cannot just leave them up and they'll develop into what we need for the tequila. It takes 10 years to come up with an añejo. 11 years up to 11 years.
How often do you go visit your plants?
Oh, often. I'm there every 2 to 3 weeks.
More than the wife.
No, yeah, I'm serious. Almost. Sometimes the wife's like, oh my God, you got to go again. Quality control.
Yeah.
Do you talk to your plants? Because I talk to my plants and I feel like they grow.
But we're talking about...
Yeah, honestly, we do.
Miles
agave
y miles
plants.
Kilómetros de plantas.
Yeah,
planta.
Acres.
And
but
you would love
acres.
It because... La tierra roja, like
what?
Our hair.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine.
The soil
that's
composition
exactly
of the volcanic
right.
area there in the highlands, it's unique in the world.
Yeah.
It's just like in France, for the Champagne, same thing.
Yeah.
You cannot come out with a good product if it doesn't come out of the highlands of Jalisco.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And what I love about them, it's like, he's from there, you know, like he gets the whole culture. And the tequila is amazing. You know, I've been such a huge advocate of Casa
yeah.
Mexico.
Yes, yes, well,
yes.
Ruby's
she's
the
amazing.
One that turned me on to Casa
Mexico.
And I was
amazing.
Like, oh, my God, I love this one.
The añejo.
So añejo is the yellow one.
That's,
and then the clear one is what?
This is the silver or the blanco or the joven. Is
el
what
que menos
it.
Calorías tiene. That has the least calories.
Well, this is
con razón, I like this other one better.
You like the
one with the calories.
The one with the calories. Bring
not
it.
Too many. Not too many.
Not too
but
many, though.
If we're
no. Our sugar levels are so low that, you know, that's what helps you not to have a horrible hangover, like with a lot of
very
products
true.
Do to you. Why? Because the distillation process, it's under our eye, under our care. It's crafted the right way.
Wow.
The difference between, so let me answer your question real quick about why I got in this business was because of my Mexican roots.
Mm.
Because being in this country all my life, I was born in Mexico, raised in the United States.
Like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Born over there, raised here.
But you couldn't tell.
All my siblings
I
were
didn't know.
All born here, but my dad was very strict and my
yeah.
mom. Aquí se habla castellano. You want to talk Chinese, Tagalog, over that door? Talk whatever you want. Russian if you want. But in this house, you're going to respect and you speak Spanish.
I
like
love
if you
that.
Live in Mexico.
I love that.
And I
that.
Thank them so much for that.
Yes.
Because I would go to school and everybody like, this guy just got here from Mexico. I'm like, no, I've been here 18 years. What do you mean? Like,
your accent.
Spanish. Just like, perfect. Well, my parents were very strict. So I appreciate that. And he never allowed me to release that. I knew a lot of people that were like Rodriguez, Gonzalez's. And all of a sudden, there were Gonzalez something else. And then they were
Gonzalez.
Like, and then we're like, and all of a sudden, we were talking to them. Like, oh, no hablo español. And I was like, ¿qué pedo, cabrón? Like, ¿cómo sí. que no hablas? Like, sí. really?
Se te pierde.
And all of a sudden,
se te
I would wear my Mexican mm-hmm. shirt. And I loved all my friends. And everybody really knew that coming to my house was coming to Casa Mexico. So they were walking the house. My
oh.
mom would have mole.
That's
would have
why.
Mole. My mom would have enchiladas. And everybody's
oh,
like, oh,
so
my God,
good.
I've never tasted this food.
Oh, my God. Can
you
we go over
different.
To eat?
Yes. Yeah, no, honestly, that's why it started.
The moles that his parents, mom makes, they're
his
bomb.
His parents are amazing.
Thank you.
That's
are,
my favorite you. Mexican yeah. dish, mole.
Really?
Hey, that's a good name of a restaurant, Casa Mexico.
There's a few out there that have nothing to do with us.
On the
but,
work.
But guess
trademark,
what?
Trademark people, don't even get ideas. It's been trademarked already, Casa Mexico Tequila Restaurant. Okay?
Oh, really?
It's trademarked already, yes,
you know,
of course.
Good.
We're learning how to walk before we run.
Oh, my God. And tell them about how hard it's to use the word Mexico in any
oof,
product.
Oof. That's probably, especially in tequila. I mean, what do you think of Mexico when you think of Mexico, mariachi or tequila? Anybody
yeah.
around the world is like, hey, Mexico, oh, mariachi or tequila.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine going to a trademark organization in Mexico, which is el INPI. those guys don't joke around. So you have to come with a plan. So I hit them up. I knock the door. A little dude like me saying, hey, man, this is what I'm trying to do. And they're like, come back. 7 years till I finally got accepted as one of the few tequilas in the world. There's 1,748 tequilas that are trademarked. We're only four in the world that have Mexico in the name.
Whoa.
So in the States, yeah. We're actually...
Yeah. Yeah. Persistent,
very
man.
An honor. That's an honor for us. Yeah.
That was probably the hardest part.
Country's name, you know, in the bottle. Yeah.
To have them say, let me tell you why I want this name. I'm a regular guy just, you know, working for other companies as I'm doing my business, but I'm the true real... I'm a real dream. I'm the real true American dream. I'm going to take this company to the next level. They finally approved it, and it sat there for a while till I got to my ingredients. A whole different process. So altogether in December, it'll be 17 years since I bought my plants.
And you're young, dude.
I just turned 20. I mean, 20?
This guy just turned 20.
21.
I just turned 40.
He's old enough to drink. He's 21.
Okay.
No, I was about to say,
don't get it wrong.
Just imagine, he turned 20.
It came out so natural.
I know. Big liar.
I just turned 20. That's what he says in the club.
Yeah, no, I just turned 40 last year, so this year I'll be 41. But it's people have no idea what goes behind the scenes of producing a tequila. I have so much respect for people that are in this industry.
And you can totally tell, right? Like cuando hablas con él, like you can trust his product just by talking to him. And then you actually taste it and you see the bottle and the details and everything in it, and it's just lo hace como con tanto amor. Like I could, like as a Mexican from El Rancho, I can totally tell, you know?
Tiene amor.
Tiene mucho amor el producto.
Got core.
And what I like too is that he has huge partners now.
Yes, we had some amazing partners. Quick story with Mario Lopez, which is my first partner. A mutual friend of ours introduced me to Mario, and a year later he's asking me, hey, would you want to sponsor my wedding? And I'm like, sure. Here in LA, he's like, no, Punta Mita, Mexico. And I was like, man.
Where's Punta Mita, Mexico?
It's right next to Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Punta Mita?
It's Nayarit.
I've never
been. Nayarit, Jalisco.
We need to go.
Oh, you guys.
Yes, let's go.
I'm Board of Tourism of Mexico. We're hollering at you, okay?
That place is something else. That's one of those
Punta Mita.
Like, places where it's like... just.
Is it like a hidden gem?
Is that Jalisco, part of Jalisco?
No, it's Nayarit. Oh, right on the border of Jalisco, Nayarit.
Because I know...
But it's amazing.
So he was like, I want you to sponsor my wedding.
He's like, what do you think? You want to sponsor my wedding? And I'm like...
But how did this conversation even come up?
After about a year... of getting to know me and knowing what I'm about.
Because you know a lot of people from the industry. How?
I do. I was a musician back in the day.
A poco, Eric.
Yeah.
I was a musician. I used to play with different rock bands and stuff. So I met a lot of people in the industry.
I was like, what?
Just brincos little bands around the world.
Brincos era.
YouTube, that's a whole different ballgame.
And you still haven't found what he's looking for.
Exactly. When it comes to music, yeah. So we got together. We got together and he says, you want to sponsor? And I said, sure. We went out there. Just imagine. Everybody was there. Producers from Extra, Hollywood, Eva Longoria. We got everybody just an
twisted.
Amazing time with that's amazing. 120 bottles later, which was three nights. It was just something. It was amazing, and we got back, and Mario's like, look,
because they didn't get a legit. Hangover.
It was no hangover.
And they wouldn't believe us.
Did.
Actually,
Eva
Longoria was the first one that said, "Oh my God, Mario with the right accent."
Not like on the movie. No,
exactly.
Yeah.
Is it? This product, this is amazing. I don't have a hangover. What did you give us?
That's how it started.
Wait, so you guys partied for 3 days?
Mm-hmm. 3 nights.
That's how you do it in Mexico.
Oh, okay, for
his
a wedding.
His parties are no
for
joke.
Wedding. Yeah, it's nonstop for 3 days.
So after 3 days, nobody has a hangover.
Nobody had a hangover.
Not. As long as you don't mix our tequila with like
sugar and stuff. Tequila, it wasn't anything else, wine and stuff.
And
it was,
no oranges, nada. That's why you should drink tequila.
Don't mix it, don't chase it.
Like that, just sip it, enjoy it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is that the way you should drink? So,
completely.
Like Ruby said, because every time I see Ruby sipping on tequila, she never mixes it like
that's
me.
No, you can't.
I mix it with like some sugar-free drink. Is that bad?
But you know why?
Yes.
Because you're scared of the true aftertaste of the tequila because you're used to the kind of
chaffa.
Like chaffa tequila. So you're worried. Your palate is worried. So you're feeding
they
it
are
with
some
sugar.
Brands that you think they're expensive and you think they're good, but they're not good tequila.
Not good.
So I've been drinking tequila the wrong way this whole time.
Yes.
Everybody that's listening to this, you guys, if you get your tequila and you mix it with anything, you're drinking it the wrong way.
Anytime that you get a tequila and they need to mix it, is because you're drinking something that it's at a lower level of quality. Only the top shelf tequilas, the top quality tequilas, don't get mixed.
That's why when you don't tell me, like, just drink it straight up, and I'm like, I don't think I can drink that specific, tequila straight up. You know?
But this one you can.
Exactly.
Not that hating on anybody. You know, of course, everybody's doing their stuff, but it's you. That's how you can
tell. We need to take a little break, but when we come back, you're going to tell us about your other partner.
Perfectísimo.
And how you met him.
Yes, and we're also going to talk about how now, what application has been voted the worst social media app for everyone's mental health, and we're on it every single day.
Instagram.
It's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind, and we're talking about that when we come back right here on Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby. Ruby, are you on Tinder?
No.
Swipe left.
I'm just Tinder. I'm just Tinder.
She just blew her covers. She just blew her covers. I love it.
Swipe left.
I'll tell you when we get back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, it's your girl Amber Rose, and when I'm not busy handling my business, I tune in to Risqué with Roxy and Ruby on CBS's Play.it.
Risqué with Roxy and Ruby.
These are my kind of girls.
Regresamos, and this conversation is getting super juicy. Welcome back, guys, to Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby. We are joined by our lovely friends from Casa México Tequila. And man, I feel like I'm getting, Ruby, well, you know so much more about tequila than me. I'm getting a tequila lesson from the experts.
Well, I don't think
I'm ever going to mix your tequila again with anything. I'm just going to sip it. And then you told me it's low calories? No, hombre.
Thank you.
Definitely. That's the way you have to drink a tequila. If you have to mix it, it's because your palate's not accepting it.
Oh.
So the moment your palate doesn't accept it, don't do it. Because I tell people all the time, how good is your tequila? Try it and see what your palate tells you.
Yeah. I've tried tequilas, dude, that tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Well-known brands out there, they're like in that category.
I'm like, why is this even on the market? That 100%. Should be illegal.
Yeah, I agree with you. Look, trust me, I've been through it. One of the reasons why I wanted to establish such an authentic company because of that. Because I used to see my mom, mi tías, my uncles, they would make a face. So why are you having that? And I was a kid. Why are you making a face? So
if you're not enjoying it, don't drink it.
Like, you
don't understand.
Tequila.
I was still a kid, but I would be like, ¿por qué te lo tomas? And they would go like, oh, where's water? Where's
the lemon, the salt? Shots.
Okay, what's your opinion about drinking, having lemon or lime with tequila? Is that a yes or a no?
Look, I'm with the motion of you can drink tequila however you want it. At the end of the day, you're the consumer. I don't, because you should drink and sip tequila naturally and as clean as possible. You shouldn't have to mix it with anything, including lime. But if that's what your palate asks for, do it. Because your palate's never going to lie to you. It's going to tell you, I love
it. That's the truth.
I hate it. Mm-hmm. Or, hell no, don't bring it around me because I'm going to end up puking that out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So drink it however you want. But our product is not.
But put it in the freezer. Trust me.
Chilled is great.
It's so good.
Think of your palate like your wife. She'll tell you what's going on.
Oh yeah.
She tell you, no, hell no, honey. Yes, it'll be a go.
Eric, have you always been a visionary?
Because you
were a little kid, you would observe your mom and your grandma making faces. Did you always kind of like in the back of your mind say, like, I'm going to be an entrepreneur?
Definitely.
Like, I'm going to, yeah, right? I get that vibe from you.
I was. I mean, ever since I was a kid, I remember making up this merjurje of stuff to go out in the city and sell like a shoe cleanser. And
shoe
I made
cleanser?
This thing. I would be on my dad's garage. I made something. I went to go sell it to the local houses. And I think I sold like $3 of it.
What?
I was a kid. I was like,
little hustler.
Yeah. And ever since, I always I'm going to have something. I'm going to do something. But, you know, experience is what makes you who you are. And after a lot of negative businesses that I started, I finally got it, I think.
So you never finished your Mario story. And who else is your partner? I've seen Oscar De La Hoya like all over your IG.
Definitely.
What does he have to do with this?
Well, after we met Mario and we did his amazing wedding, we come back, we partner up, and he's been a great guy. He's just one of he's familia. He's been good friends with Oscar for many years. And one day he reached out to Mario and he says, what's going on with this situation here?
You got who
this
reached out to thing. Who?
Oscar reached out to us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Oscar was stalking you guys on IG. He's like, it's so funny because a lot of people think that celebrities don't see their IGs. They don't see their DMs. And they do. And they respond. The other day, you know who Ryan Leslie is? He's a producer. He's like a big producer in the English world.
I heard him.
And I was bumping his CD and I was like, I wasn't trying to get his attention. I just wanted to tag him like, yo, I'm like bumping your stuff, you know? And he responded. He's like, he's like, thank you, boss, for and I was like, thank you, Ryan. I had a fan moment. Then I went on his IG and I saw he had a girlfriend. I was like, never mind.
It's okay.
Still, like, celebrities see their shit and they do respond sometimes. Yeah, so don't give it up.
Never give it up. I'll tell you, our debut, we had it at Beso in Hollywood, Eva Longoria's place, November 5th, 2015.
I was 16. There.
I think I was there too. I probably was faded on your
2015. Yeah, November 5th. That's where it started.
I remember that.
You know, Oscar shows up and I was flabbergasted.
He was not a partner at the time.
No, he wasn't a partner. No, he showed up and I was like, oh, what's up, brother? How are you? You know, I've always been a big admirer of Oscar De La Hoya. And you could tell he was looking around like, dude, this is pretty cool, you know? These guys, all this. I remember him asking Mario, oh, this is a tequila guy, because I've met him before, but never had a core, you know, we were never true friends, if you will.
Right.
Long story short, months later, Mario says, hey, you know, check this out. You know, Oscar might be interested. And I was like, whoa, Oscar's always been one of my, he's been one of my
somebody that you admire.
As I was a kid, you know, growing up,
he's
especially being Mexican.
He's a great businessman.
Visionary. Great athlete, too.
Big time. You know, athlete, visionary, big entrepreneur, familia.
He doesn't have, and his net worth is not what it is porque es pendejo.
Yeah. And he's Latino, you know, and he's the one that has represented Latinos.
Big time.
Big time in
this
country.
How did you feel? Like,
it was amazing.
It was a little baby, and then you got, like, shot caller A-listers that want to partner up with you, and they're approaching you.
It was amazing. I mean, to this day, I'm so blessed to have these people see my vision and understand it and want to go with it, because you know these guys could have 10 tequilas if they wanted to, you know, they're famous, you know, obviously they're well off and they've done amazing in their careers, but guess what, they chose to be Casa Mexico, so we're doing something right. And those two guys to me is very special. I don't consider them just my business partners, they're actually familia to me.
Have you heard how he refers to people when he, like, they're very close to him, like,
yeah, familia. All the familia.
To me it's like the consumer, people forget where they come from. That's one thing my mom and dad always taught me. Never forget where you come from.
I like, you know, I got to give it up to strict parents, man, because my parents were very strict. You know, Ruby's parents were very strict. And I think that's the commonality that her and I have.
Definitely.
Because, like, I'm liberal. She's a little bit more conservative than me. But when it comes to certain things, I feel like I know I'm old school.
But
you know what I mean?
That's what makes great human beings, you know?
Yeah,
like a good little spanking on your booty when you deserve it. Yep. It's okay on time. You know, people say that kids develop syndromes when you get spanked them. You know what syndrome I develop? Respect for others.
Yes,
I respect my elders. I ask before I'm spoken to. I am not just gonna go and bump into a conversation because I respect. I will start respecting my parents, and it's good. Respect is good.
Yeah, and because of them, we're bilingual.
Completamente.
You know, because of them, we're visionaries.
Because of him, I'm bilingual porque me mandaron acá. Porque mi papá no es bilingual. Because my dad is not bilingual.
Nomás porque me trajeron para acá.
They just
sent
me to
you sendas tú.
I'm going to send you to the States. I'm done with you.
Your parents love you.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, my God. You're the apple of their eye. They're proud of you.
Of course.
Tú eres like la luchona that came, and you know what I mean? You're pursuing what you love.
Veni, vidi, vici.
No llores, Ruby.
El tequila, el tequila. No more tequila.
Okay.
That and tequila, no es bueno.
How do you get, let's go around, like,
oh my God,
Ruby,
I'm
are you,
because
there's people
it.
That drink, okay, there's a different type of drunk, right? Because, you
That's
know, if you
true.
Drink a lot of tequila, there's some people that, like, I have a tia. We know she's drunk when she starts going around telling everybody, I love you, Mia, she starts crying.
Yeah, oh my
and
God.
There's, and then there's drunks that become violent.
And then there's drunk that want to sleep with everybody, even your boyfriend.
So what? Yeah, oh, hell no. Those are the women that shouldn't be around you, you know, because you really see people's true colors when they've been drinking. But what kind of drunk are you? Like, when,
I'm
when
a good
peda?
Drunk,
I'm
right?
happy.
Yeah, he's like, she's
I'm
cool.
a chill
she's
drunk,
cool.
but I think, okay, when I really drink, I'm mellow. I become very mellow. That's
Me
why when I'm at the club, I just start drinking water and dancing, water. I don't drink too much because I want to jump. But if I love to just be sitting down and talking about, shit.
And hopefully talking to like an athlete that's, you know, attracted to your
maybe
eye.
Maybe like a football player and a baseball player or something.
What about you, Aaron? What kind of drunk are you?
I'm pretty chill.
You're chill?
I'm very social.
I've never like to, seen him buzz.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing.
Ever.
You know, don't get high on your own supply, so
absolutely.
To speak.
Absolutely.
You know, if not, that would be kidney transplant, you know? So I got to take it easy. I do have my assistant usually carries a, I'm gonna say this one out, a silver bottle. And
no.
She carries water in there for me.
I like your assistant.
Because
you know
it's like, she's got to take care of me. He's like, I can't, you know, he got big shots
you
coming to me and asking me stuff.
Confess that to me, Bucho.
I know, I'm sorry, but I'm laying it out now because.
You
hey,
have to.
Because
everybody
can I tell
wants
you?
To say salute to you.
Es difícil.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very...
I wanted the añejo. Oh, yeah, you rare. Serve me... Oh, my God. I'm drinking añejo, please. We can't
yes.
mix.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
what
man.
Happens if you're going... You're drinking tequila blanco and then
you're
you go
okay.
to añejo?
You're
going
to be okay.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, tequila is not a problem. As long as it's the tequila,
yeah.
you're great. And it's just a sip.
And now I'm in love with the bottle, man.
Thank you.
I'm in love with the bottle, too.
Isn't it
so
amazing?
This
is,
hold on. So where can people get your tequila?
Here's
is it at like BevMo or
yeah.
something?
Total Wine and More, California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas.
Total Wine and More?
Total Wine and More. That's one of our main hubs. Wally's, Beverly Hills is our main retailer here.
As well.
Wally's,
Westwood
okay.
as well. Yeah, very
awesome.
Good place.
Beverly Hills, cabrón.
And you know why?
Otro nivel.
Believe it or not.
Is it expensive? Is it what?
No. It's actually not bad at all. You're going to get it for $35, $40, and $45. I mean,
that's
you're getting a
cheap.
Great product
yes.
for
that
a
is
very
cheap.
Good price.
Yeah.
Not
cheap.
Typically, you'll find
affordable.
It for $40, $45,
yes.
and $50, but with
I
discounts,
mean, to,
you get a great product.
The
yes, yes, for
now,
getting,
this
yes.
bottle, the beauty of it, you're not going to want to throw it away.
No.
You designed
that's
it,
that's going to
huh?
turn into something. I designed it, yeah. You're not going to want to throw this sucker away.
Turn
you're
into lamps
keep it
for
there.
Your patio.
Turn into a lamp. Something's going to happen with it. That's what we
you
try to create.
You can put water there and at night, you know, and your beds, you know.
Yeah, so many things you could do with it.
Okay,
you
look.
Put water
I'm,
behind when, it and then LEDs behind it and, you know,
what
you
is,
have a, little, a cool it, little show.
I'm going to ask right now if you could give me a few empty bottles because I have an idea that just came to my mind. Right now, literally.
Beautiful.
And I'm going to do something like, because I'm a foodie.
Nice.
And I just literally just visually, because that bottle's
so
beautiful.
I saw your
so
eyes
beautiful.
Sort of like, you were like.
That bottle's so beautiful that
so beautiful.
That would be an amazing, just a gift.
Yeah.
Like to
yeah.
give,
yes.
You know, for Christmas. Christmas is coming up, you guys.
You
what happens to the year?
You know what? They
same
have
thing,
a puros también. And they,
yeah,
I'm sorry,
right
my
here.
Wait, what?
The cigars.
And puros, you guys
Casa
should
Mexico
have like
cigars.
Tequila candy as well.
Look,
well, but
hold
tell them who
Casa
rolls
Mexico?
Our cigars. Tell them who rolls our cigars, Papa.
Yeah, we look.
Casa Mexico has cigars.
Yes, we do now.
Yeah, Casa
we,
Mexico.
We launched
cigars.
Our cigars about 2 months ago.
What?
We're trying to vision here is to be become an enterprise. You know,
a brand.
At the end of the day, a brand. Casa
yeah.
Mexico to be a
restaurant.
High-end true Mexican products.
Yeah.
But high-end, the flan, rompope.
Ay, rompope.
But you got to learn how to walk before you run. You know, I can't get ahead of myself. So what happens? The vision is there. Everything's set up. And there's only one thing that's going to keep me doing this is my Lord. That's all I can say.
Amen.
At the end of the day,
yes.
at the end of the
yes.
day, that's really what matters. If he allows me to continue vision, you know, envisioning
Amen.
That and making it come true, it's just a matter of time. How,
Dang.
When,
you
and
will
who?
Get there, and I have like no doubts. ¿Qué pasó, Antonio?
No, he's just letting us know de que ya casi...
No me saques
que
el dedo.
Ya cállense. Like,
okay, so check this out, you guys. So I'm sure that social media is a big part of your business, right? Like talking about where they can find the tequila and all that stuff. I see Mario and Oscar all up in your Instagram. I'm not a stalker. Don't worry. I just keep up with my people. No, but check it out. Instagram, you guys, has been voted. Well, not voted. Actually, studies are showing that it's the worst social media app for mental health.
In where? Instagram? Or?
Especially for young kids.
Instagram?
Instagram.
They want to live the life that they prospect in there probably,
because
right?
Because this is what's happening. Is like if the person that has the account doesn't get enough likes, they don't feel validated by their peers.
Completely.
And this is really happening among young kids. The study was conducted among young kids. And these kids are like, if people don't like their pictures enough, if they don't get enough likes, they feel like, oh my gosh, like I'm not being
Left
validated.
Out.
Why are people not liking me? Liking my posts?
Well, they have to know that there's a lot of haters there that they would stalk your pictures, but they would
they
not.
Click.
Yes.
What if they're just shitty picture takers.
No, no. No, it's not.
Pictures really it's suck.
Everybody's got the same phone pretty much.
I'm not going to give you a like if your picture sucks.
Trust me, there is a lot of haters.
There's a hater right there.
Yes.
I am one. Yeah, yeah.
You're a hater.
I'm like Bernie Mac. I'm the first one to white mid shows.
And even friends, sometimes they text me like, oh, you were here and that, and
but
you were wearing that.
Like.
And I was like, yeah, I was. Yeah, where did you see that? Oh, in your Instagram. I'm like, oh.
You like it or comment?
You didn't like it.
And you get offended.
No, because why are you...
Everybody sees who likes your picture.
No,
everybody does.
No, because I'm like, why are you stalking me?
And not liking my pictures.
Yeah, like on Facebook, on my personal Facebook that are my friends, quote unquote. Uh-huh. And you didn't like it, but you're stalking me. Oh, hell no. You're not going to get to look at this booty if you don't like my pictures.
So is that okay if I like your pictures? Because I'm not going to look like a stalker?
Yeah.
That's okay?
That's okay.
So if you see Rack today... At 11 o'clock, you're checking your Instagram, and you see Mauricio, the like 15 to 18 or maybe 19
stalker?
Of your pictures. Stalker or
no,
I'm enjoying what I see and I'm appreciating all that.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that a stalker. I'm sure you have a lot of stalkers. I actually love when certain people look at my videos and stalk.
Yeah.
I go and I'm like, oh my God, this person, yeah.
I see your smirk.
See, here I am thinking the other way.
And even if you have a lot of followers, we always look at it, right?
Right.
Hell yeah.
Always on top of it.
You see who liked it or not.
I love it. Oh my God. So they were saying that when you get likes, your brain responds in a positive way, like when you get money. Like there's actually, you know, because dude, when you get money, how do we feel?
Happy.
Like we're winning, we're on top of the world.
When you lose money, it's horrible.
But it triggers certain parts of your brain when people like your shit. That's crazy. There's studies being conducted on this stuff. So there's kids that have even committed suicide because they don't feel like they're getting enough likes on Instagram.
But isn't that true? It's a reality. It's sad. It's horrible.
I'm so glad I didn't grow up with that.
I'm glad that I came into my later years into this. And I'm so glad that my mom is not a hot cougar in social media. My mom is fat, has got big boobs, and she's not appealing enough. I'm like, I love that. I mean, all of the guys that have hot moms, I'm like, you poor bastard, look at your mom going like, you're 60, woman, you're 55. Are you serious? Come on.
No, hay unas mujeres on Instagram that
ay, Dios mío.
Sometimes I forget that they're moms. And
I know,
I'm like,
ooh.
Yeah, no,
mama.
That's bad.
I'm like, are you more into your children or are you more into your body?
No, like, you know.
Yeah, there's different people that I follow, and I just it amuses me, right? So anyways, guys, so Casa Mexico on Instagram, right?
Correct. CM Tequila.
Oh, CM Tequila.
Our social media is at CM Tequila.
Correct.
Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat.
You can follow us on social media. You can follow us anywhere. Not on the streets because that'll be creepy. We'll call the cops on you.
Okay, so real quick, I know we're kind of out of time, but we're going to get the male perspective on a couple of things, okay? So... Real quick, Ruby, you wanted to ask him like this one, right?
¿Cuál fue? Ay, mira, me vas
sex
a
talk.
Sex talk. Oh.
Sex talk. Relationships.
I don't know anything about sex.
She always blames it on me because I'm always talking.
No one knows more
curious.
About sex than I do, folks.
No, because you're always talk about chemistry.
Yeah. Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this one is like really good.
Un no sé cuá.
Right?
Un no sé cuá.
Could you learn to be passionate about someone if there's no chemistry at first?
No.
What do you guys think? We want to get the male perspective. Can you learn to be passionate about someone if there's no chemistry at first?
Yes, you can.
You said
yes, you can. No, I'm sorry. I misunderstood and I misspoke. Yes, you can.
These guys are grown as men, como
yes,
Antonio.
Can.
So
yes,
we love...
Right? So you guys...
It happened with my girlfriend. I've been with her for 10 years already.
You did
at
not...
At the beginning, we met. It was so cool that we didn't look at each other
like
as
that.
On a physical... Oh, mommy, I want to...
And it's good? And does sex become good?
It became amazing. Well, she's Cuban.
Well,
she's
Ruby.
A Scorpio, first of all.
Uh-oh.
And second of all, okay.
Me and Scorpio is good, Lord.
And a lawyer, a very willful person with a backbone. That to me is hella sexy.
Okay,
she's
let's
self-made.
Talk about that.
She's self-made. She's got a backbone. She's never a yes person. We debate
Ooh.
Healthy. We don't fight. We debate.
Oh, yes.
Which I love.
Yes.
But that's because you guys
people can debate. If you cannot debate, something's wrong. If you're just fighting in here and there, it becomes like the Charlie Brown teacher. Wah, 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 I don't understand shit.
Yeah.
I don't hear you. I block you.
I'm the same way.
But to me,
I tune people out very
talking,
quick.
The actually becoming with an answer to what we were just talking about is becoming magical. And to me, with the time, I learned to love that person. Now I can tell you I'm not in lust. I'm in love.
No, because remember, Ruby, we that had a relationship awesome. Expert in yes. here, and you were telling her, like, the kind of man that you usually attract, like, you know? And
yeah,
like,
they're usually, the same ones.
Usually they're jerks yeah. and they're assholes, and she and I was like, Ruby. And no, and she was like, are you willing?
They don't, they're not assholes to me. It's
no,
just,
not to you, Hamas.
Yeah, but they're just like, they
but you can tell. Like, yeah, it's male bullshit.
Just
kind of
like alpha males, you know?
Yeah, those, exactly.
And she was like, are you willing to kind of like...
Give it a
go out with something that maybe a man that maybe you're not attracted to, or maybe that's not as powerful as you think they should be, to try it out. So when I saw this question, can you learn to be passionate about someone if there's no chemistry at first? I thought of you because I was like, a lot of times we won't go out with somebody because we're yeah. like, they're not what I envision right. in my mind.
Well, I just don't want to. No, man, no me los quiero comer, pues. Like, how are you?
But
how
see,
is that going to yeah. change?
But
in
listen
your mind?
To Mauricio,
like at
the beginning.
Yeah. Like, we met and I had respect for her.
Get closer to your mic. I can't hear
I
you.
I got respect for her. To me, that was the sexiest thing that could have happened.
See?
We were on the phone for 7 months, mama. 7 months. I lived in Vegas. She lived here in Century City. I'm like, 7 months on the phone. I learned everything about her over the phone. She learned everything about me over the phone, and when we saw each other, it was a different story.
It changed.
Wow.
It
you
changed
see,
completely.
Ruby, there's hope.
Oh, there's...
and I,
there is.
But there's a lot of guys, like you were just saying. There's a lot of guys, they're intimidated by a successful woman.
All of them. Even if they're successful, they're intimidated.
My woman is very successful.
Well, you're dating
a
macho
more
man.
Successful than that turns
date
me on.
Those type of guys.
Yeah, right?
That turns me date. On when my those woman is more successful than me. Like,
you
got to
date guys that are regular, that don't think they're going to be more than you. They're out there.
And they're successful in their own way.
Yeah, you know.
Look at Anthony, our engineer, girl. He's
Ruby,
been trying
I'm
to holler
telling
at
you. If I wasn't taken, oh my God.
Anthony, our engineer, has been trying to holler at Ruby for since we started our podcast. Y no lo pela.
9 months. 9 months. 9 months.
A whole pregnancy.
You could have had a baby already, for God's sake.
9 months.
Damn, Ruby.
Un buen chocolate.
I'll be your tequila, padrino.
Okay? Give me some Star Wars theme over here. Luke, I am your father. Oh, for the record, Darth Vader never said, Luke, I am your father. He said, I'm not your father. I just did it for the papers. I marry your mom for the goddamn green card. That's all I did.
Hey, Mauricio, you have a great like radio voiceover
Thank
voice.
You,
have
love.
You ever
it
thought does. About doing voiceovers?
Well, because I'm good. Oh, I do voiceovers.
Do you?
I do voiceovers, yes.
You have that
Charlie
voice.
Charlie Brown. Wow, wow, wow,
when
wow.
When you call that sex line...
What about you, Eric? What do you? Can you learn to be passionate about someone if there's no chemistry at first?
Yeah, I agree. I think yes.
Everything started with your wifey because I think you have a very stable marriage.
We do. 70 years.
70?
7 years.
Oh, 7
years. Sorry, it's my retainers that usually give me
that. You're a vampire. You've been lying to me.
You're like, God damn.
Tequila does
a
body good.
It's tequila. Casa Mexico. What can I tell you? It's a retainer. Sorry.
Hey, I got to say, Casa Mexico gives you a sexy buzz.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Right there. If I had to describe this, I would say this gives you a sexy buzz. It's not like that.
You know where this comes from?
Right there. Keep it there. Then release it. Bring it back.
From Mexico, Sexico.
It comes from
Sexico, sweetheart.
I love it. Sexico. So, yeah, seven years,
my wife. Look, I think the key to a great relationship and finding that passion is giving it an opportunity. You have to give it the time. It's just like anything. It's just like getting to learn how to drive your first car. You know, it takes time, but you got to be passionate about learning how to drive it the right way.
Yeah.
Same thing with a relationship. Sometimes it might not go your way, but you're trying it. I've seen it, and I had friends that like, oh, I dated this girl. It really didn't go well, but it ended up going well because they gave it the time. With me, luckily, with my wife, it's been great. You know, she's my backbone.
She's gorgeous.
She respects what I do. She met what I do.
I love that lady. And she's an amazing girl.
She's there for me. Regardless, she knows she met me in this industry. It can be tough because sometimes I have to miss certain dates that
we
have
to be there. Yeah, you got to travel.
I got
to
travel.
Shout out to our ladies, Bucho, really, because they are there.
Yeah,
they
most
do not say. If we go to Vegas for a full week for work, you've seen it. You've been a witness to
us
being in Vegas, being at the top floor and the MGM, you know, enjoying life with people around us and ourselves, me, Bucho, and what we do, keeping ourselves on the straight arrow.
And there's
a bunch
of women.
And I mean 30-40 women around us.
Yeah.
Doing what they need to do in Vegas.
I'm telling you right now, I believe, and I say this to Ruby all the time. She doesn't believe, but I do.
I believe in
100% loyal men still exist.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we stick with
I believe in loyal men. I don't believe in faithful men.
Well, what the hell? No. I mean, come on.
Right?
I believe in it. It's the same thing.
No, loyalty it's like your
dagger.
Love.
It's like the dagger.
Your love is to your wife.
One more dicho, Rack. ¿Qué culpa tiene la estaca si el sapo salta y se ensarta? Let me translate this to English real quick.
Wait, what?
I'm the dagger in the middle of the swamp. The frog is jumping around. I'm a dagger, okay? The frog is jumping around. The frog jumps on top of the dagger and it gets stabbed. Whose fault is it, sweetheart?
It's the frog's fault.
Thank you for jumping around.
So what are you trying to say?
I'm the dagger in the swamp.
What are you trying to say?
El sapo salta y se ensarta. I'm just laying in here. I'm not looking for nothing.
If they jump on top of you, it's not your fault?
Exactly. It's not my fault.
Cabrón. Man, you guys are such a good
comedia,
time.
Comedia, señores, comedia, por favor.
Un poquito de comedia. Comedia.
No, hombre, I love you.
You
guys.
Can do it, Ruby.
You can do it, Ruby.
Thank you.
¿Por qué me ensartarme o qué?
También.
Pues sí.
También.
Ya la quieren ensartar a la Ruby.
Thank you, girls,
for coming through today. And thank you guys for making our time in Vegas when we went to the Canelo fight.
Amazing.
We had such a blast with you guys.
Thank you.
Ruby and I were so thirsty. And we're like, we don't know if you want to drink whiskey.
Y saca la alforita en la pelea.
She brought a flask and we were like, you got the flask through security? Yeah, your assistant is gangster.
No,
yeah.
She's gangster. She does not mess around.
I love her.
The best assistant ever. So
I saw the Instagram feed. I'm like, oh, these bitches are having a good time.
Are we going to the Canelo and Triple G fight or what? Well,
you better believe it.
Oh my God, we're there.
Epic fight.
Oh, you guys,
it's on. It is
history in the making.
Finally, people are going to see Triple Jalisco. G versus Jalisco, Mexico versus Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan versus Jalisco, Mexico. It's going to be a collision of titans there.
Yes. Amazing. Follow these guys at CM Tequila on Instagram.
Por favor.
They are legit. They're loyal
men.
You know,
Pucho,
we love that.
Mauricio Agüed at your service.
Yes. And we'll be right back. We have an amazing guest coming up next. And this is Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, this is Nelly Bernal, and you're listening to Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby on CBS Play.it.
Welcome back, guys, to Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby. No, hombre, este show está lleno de testosterone. All of our guests have been males, and we love that.
Yes.
We're definitely not complaining. And ahorita we're joined by our boy. He's an actor, musician. He's our boy. He's our homie. We've seen your career just like develop
blossom,
and really blossom into what it is. And we're going to go into like your feelings about how you're feeling. Gabriel Chavarria, and he's actually become one of the most sought after young actors in Hollywood with two major projects on deck. One movie that's actually out in theaters right now, Lowrider.
Yeah, that's right.
He's the main star of the movie. And Planet of the Apes, that's coming out.
Oh my God.
July 18th.
Yeah. Yay!
I saw the previews and you're in the previews.
That's right.
I was that's my boy.
That's amazing.
When you make it to the previews, dude, that's major.
It's a pretty big deal.
Right?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Man, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling super, super great.
Is this all surreal to you?
No, not as much. Not as much, you know, because I feel like I put in the work for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put in the energy to be able to be in a position like this, but I feel great. You know, what the crazy thing is that both movies are actually out in the same year. That's the crazy thing. I didn't expect that, because Lowriders was supposed to come out last year, but you know how behind the scenes, and you know they got to push things around, move things around. So, and then it ended up coming out same year as Apes was. So it's gonna be. I mean, it's been busy since Lowriders launched. So. But it's good. Everything
Planet
is good.
Of the Apes ha recaudado más de $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion. So that's like a major franchise.
Yeah.
And you know what? Something that he's being modest, but his Spanish is really good. I interview him for Fox en Español back in the day when we were when you were starting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you starting at that time?
No, I mean,
you had a few.
No,
you
I've
know.
Already done that. We did. I think that was for East
Los
right?
High, yeah, and he was so good at it. I mean, and I love that, you know, because I think actors that are Hispanic and speak Spanish and are able to do press in Spanish are amazing. You know,
it's because you win double. I mean, you could talk to all the American outlets. Yeah. You could talk to Univision and Telemundo and Azteca and whoever else is out there.
Yeah,
but you know, a lot of people know you from your role on East Los High.
Yes.
Yeah. From Jacob. East Los. I mean, we've, you know, actually East Los just dropped something today. I don't know if you know or heard.
No, but, tell us.
So they're doing like a finale. Like
what?
This like literally just hit the news today. I don't know if it's done, but
a finale sounds like it's like a wrap.
They're calling
it could be
it
a season finale.
No. See, they're calling it an event finale, which.
The hell is that?
It's just a little strange. It's a little different. I'm not entirely sure what's going on right now, but that just
are you gonna
today.
Be part of it?
I can't say much about that right now. I don't know yet.
We had your co-host here, and she couldn't say anything either. And we were
Who was here?
Everybody was here.
Oh my God, who was here? We've
both
had Vanessa
them.
Here.
Danielle.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. And she was like, well, I can't say. I was like, oh my God, why do you
tease
us like
that? They're so much fun. I love them.
Those ladies are great. Love the girls.
So how did the whole concept of, like, how did you get, you know, kind of brought into the whole Lowrider idea, like the movie? Did you audition for it? Or were you like, you know, this is Gabriel Chavarria from East Los High? I mean, like, he don't have to audition. You auditioned for every role you've gotten?
Yeah, I have, except for one. One of the recent ones was Hunter Killer. I did in London, and that'll come out later this year.
So you're gonna have like three releases this year?
Possibly.
So
did you work with Toby Kebbell or not?
Toby. I love him. He's an amazing, amazing actor.
He's amazing.
That dude's a beast.
He's a handsome man.
Sure. Are you crushing?
Sure.
Are you crushing?
I'll hook you up.
No,
with him.
He was so nice to me. He asked me out on screen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, excuse me. I got so nervous. And my jefe was like, te fuiste como la India María, pendeja. And I was like, dude, I was working. He is amazing.
No, he's great. He's the nicest guy too. Yeah, he's super cool.
Yeah.
We actually got scenes together, so it was fun to actually be able to work with him.
And he broke into character. He's awesome. When I was interviewing him, like, you know, because you guys were these. What are you playing?
In
Planet.
In Planet of the Apes, I play a soldier.
A soldier.
A soldier.
But you know, ¿cuál es el nombre de este inglés hermoso que?
Oh, Andy Serkis.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, he's.
So he gets into character, and they put like this suit on them, right?
Oh yeah, they put on. It's like a onesie.
It's like a onesie. Like a onesie. Yeah.
Okay, honestly, onesies are now. I don't know. Listen, I don't know how I feel about onesies on men. This is like a topic of in itself. Like, honestly, Ruby. How do you feel about these ones? It's like a trend that's coming out right now that men are rocking onesies. Have you seen these pictures on Instagram?
I don't like onesies.
I love onesies.
Do you wear onesies?
I would never wear
onesies. Un mameluco.
I'll wear a onesie if I'm like playing a superhero or something.
Or if you're like modeling for guests.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Onesie for guests?
No, but that's like the new trend. Hashtag
trend.
Men onesies. It's like the coolest thing to do right
they're
now.
They're called rompers.
Rompers!
Is that what they're calling them?
Yeah, rompers.
Rompers.
Anthony,
Sounds like you wearing one.
Hold on.
No, I'm
Anthony, you sound very excited about these rompers.
No. Not me, no.
The homo homie
would wear it, but not you.
Not me.
Wait, but is rompers a nickname for it, or is that like the actual term for it?
Yeah, that's the
name. They're rompers.
Oh, so.
They're like onesies, rompers. I don't know, but that to me is, it's, I mean, I guess I'll be open to it, but I'd rather see a man in like Levi's. You know what they say,
boxers.
Right? Do you know this, Gabriel?
What?
That the most attractive, like women are very attracted to men that wear jeans. And just a simple white shirt.
Yes, that's my favorite.
There's studies that are conducted on that women are like...
With a V-neck.
You could try to wear a suit. You could try to look super fly. But when you wear like jeans, some
t-shirt.
Nice shoes, and just a white tee.
No, a black one.
No, white.
I like black.
I like white. I'm just like,
I like black.
That's you like crazy. Black? I didn't sure know you do.
Hold on. So we didn't get to this. How did you get cast? Or how did you get recruited for Lowriders or what?
So Lowriders happened, you know, I guess there was a buzz around obviously working on East Coast High. So they were like, oh, you know, who are the Latinos, you know, popping right now, up and coming. And then I made that list. And then I went through the process, you know.
How does that feel to be like considered up and coming popping?
It feels good. I mean, it feels good. I feel like it's a long time. It's been a while.
He's like, damn, I've been working since I was 10.
We've been putting in work for so long.
How long have you been doing this?
I started acting when I was 16. Yeah.
And you are 20?
I'm 28.
And you're 20. Yeah. You look really... Why do you look younger?
But that's good though. That's good though, because I get to play young for a while, as long as I could possibly can.
Yeah, that is true.
So that's how it happened. They just, you know, I went through the whole auditioning process, and then I read for Ricardo, our director, Ricardo de Montreal. He was great to work with. There was one crazy moment during the process of casting, of the auditioning, is when I read with Damien.
I didn't even recognize Damien. I knew he was in the movie, but when he came out and he was bald, I was where's Damien at?
Yeah.
He transformed.
He transformed completely.
But Damien
Bichir.
Damien. Yeah.
But dude, the thing is, that's the beauty of acting.
Yeah.
Right?
Like,
how would you describe acting? Because to me, like when I see you just like, you know, just being who you are, you seem very chill.
Yeah.
How do you transform like that?
You just dive in. Like, I mean,
how do you put all your walls down to dive in? That's the question.
That's the art. Yeah, I mean, that's the art behind it. Like, honestly, I don't even know how. Like, everybody has their process. You know what I mean? Every actor has their process of going about things and
do you take your character home? Does it affect your relationships?
No, it has.
Right?
I think
we ask that because, you know, a lot of times you see a lot of these characters. Like, my example that I use is that comedian that hung himself. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Robin Williams.
Yeah. To me, like, when he committed suicide and they said they found him hanging, I was, like, shocked.
Yeah.
Because to me, the vibe that I got from him was, like, he was a happy man. Mm-hmm. And you don't know these people, obviously.
Right.
You know, what you read and you see. But I was really like kind of like affected.
Yeah.
Because I was like, wow, like did he get stuck in character? Like, do these people believe their characters? Do they become depressed? Like, how do you learn how to separate that?
I mean, that's, you know, again, that's, you know, look at the Heath Ledger situation.
Yeah, I think that's another situation. Porque Robin Williams creo que tenía un balance químico. Pero Heath Ledger, like he got so into the character that he couldn't sleep. Like he had to take pills to sleep and then para relajar los músculos and like it's just like the combination was fatal. Yeah. But I think he got too into the character.
Too into it. Have you ever got too into a character?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when I did the first season of East Los, because we shot 26 episodes in 67 days.
Ooh,
so
that's a lot of acting.
We were working every single day nonstop. Like I'd get home. And I'd be tired as heck, and I'd just go to sleep, wake up, and go back to being Jacob again. Like, I didn't have time to be myself for a while. And it was the first time I ever experienced something like that, because it was the first time I was, you know, doing something for so long, and the lead in the show. And I just remember being, like just exhausted. Like, I didn't have time to do the things that Gabe wanted to do. You know, I couldn't...
What do you like to do?
I mean, I like.
You seem super chill.
Yeah, super chill.
He looks like he could go on a hike.
Yeah, I mean,
he seems like the kind of guy who's like, "Hey, boys, come over. Let's play video games all night."
Oh, no, you don't, right?
We turn up.
You like video games.
Nah, we play. I mean, we have fun, but you know, we drink. We do it responsibly. We have fun with it. You know what I'm saying?
We drink tequila.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I keep it simple. I'll try not to get too crazy.
You seem real simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you grow up in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm born and raised here in South Central.
Born and raised. How was it working with Eva?
Oh, it was great, man. Eva's the best. That's the boss lady right there.
Boss lady,
yes. Did you meet the boss man?
Her husband?
Yeah, that's a boss, man.
I don't know if I met him.
He is the boss.
Yeah, he's but I haven't. I think he was at the premiere, but I didn't.
He was
crazy.
At the premiere.
It was so
he
crazy
was
that
premiere.
Night. Yeah,
he looks like a boss. What's his? ¿Cómo se llama el esposo de Eva?
Pepe Bastón. So he runs Televisa International, and Televisa used to control every like politics in Mexico, everything you could imagine in Mexico. So he's the one that puts you, that makes you or breaks you, basically.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, Gabriel, because I love Ruby because Ruby's so in the know with like everything Latin.
Is that right, Ruby?
Yeah. And I'm born, I'm like you, like born here, come from Latin parents, almost forgot Spanish until I got thrown into a Spanish radio station. They're like, you gotta talk Spanish. I was like, what?
And I forget Spanish, entonces me voy a quedar muda, güey.
You know what I mean? So, she puts me in the know of like everything Latin. We were at the Lowrider premiere. She's like, that's Eva's husband. I was like, and she's like, he's like the main guy from where?
Televisa.
And then I'm like, oh, and that's so and so. And she's like, who's that? I'm like, that's so and so. So we
school each other
because I know everything about the American world and hip hop.
And then I say something in Spanish, and then she will translate it. Like even in a conversation, she's just like working. Like no sé qué la madre, no sé qué. She's like in English, and right? Like just
that's a good balance, though.
It is because sometimes I tell her all the time, like Ruby, if I say something in Spanish that is not the right, like traducción.
Yeah.
How do you say traducción in English?
Translation.
Yeah. You see sometimes how the brain works? I'm like, correct me.
Right.
Because I don't want to sound stupid when I'm out there talking, too.
Right.
Because sometimes you could forget this stuff.
I always sound stupid in English. I mean, who cares?
No, but did you know that bilingual people are actually smarter because we're using our brain like double time? Haven't you ever been in a situation where you're like, damn, I know what they're saying. I know exactly what they're saying, but you just can't translate it fast enough in your head.
Worst,
and then you get stuck.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you're stupid, Gabriel or Ruby. It means that we're just ahead of the game, but we're just we take our time.
A little behind with it. Yeah,
exactly.
We take our time with it. Yeah.
And you should speak more Spanish.
¿Por qué?
Porque eres muy bueno.
No, no quiero tanto.
I swear, he's really good.
Solo un poquito.
Es súper bueno.
Like, no, pero growing up, was your mom like, Gabriel?
Yeah.
Hablar en español, cabrón, solamente. Was she super strict?
Nah, my pops was strict. My pops was strict. But the thing is, I don't know if you guys know, but I have a lot of brothers.
You do?
Hombres?
Yeah, I got 10 brothers and one sister.
Wait,
pobre
what?
Hermana. I have three brothers and I had mine.
Are they all from the same mom and
same dad?
Wait, hold on.
That's
so
how we
many...
do it. ¿No dijeron ese dicho de la escopeta?
How many is it in total?
12. It's 12 was in total.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
It's and are they all older?
They're all older.
Damn.
So that's what I was going to say. So
your
dad
was busy.
Damn.
So my brothers, they only spoke English at the house. Like,
¿por qué?
Well, because they were in school, you know what I mean? And our parents were working, they were busy. So, we would communicate with my brothers in English.
But and with your parents
and
in
our
Spanish.
Parents in Spanish, pero not.
Casi nunca estaban.
Exactly. And
you
it just
were
wasn't
working.
As fluent. It wasn't, you know. I can speak it, but again, sense. I'm a lot, like, I don't, there's a lot of words that I don't know how to say correctly or if I'm even saying them correctly. So,
veniendo de la prensa en español. Because I know
and
you're going to make it.
No, le vas a.
Because you're going to be doing greater things, and I know that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you
and
are.
And it's going to help you so much if you speak Spanish.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
I've already, like you know, I start. I what I like to do is I'll watch, like, a telenovela to, like, kind of get,
no,
get my Spanish.
No, just speak it. You're good.
Up again.
Gabriel,
just don't be afraid.
This is what you have to do. Okay,
tell me.
Vamos a dar la receta.
¿Cuál es la receta?
Tenés que conseguirte una novia
que te hable sucio en español.
No. I'm with that.
No, que te hable, que, like, she doesn't know English.
Right.
Imagine you have a girlfriend you fall in love with.
No,
you don't even gotta fall in love with her. You gotta do a Hollywood style, you know what I'm saying? Hey, girl. No, que te hable puro en español because she doesn't know English.
Right.
And a huevo. You're going to have to practice Spanish.
And I'll learn it.
And
you
become bilingual.
Yeah.
You know, just...
He is bilingual. He
no,
just,
like...
No tiene que like, tener miedo.
Ruby, we've done it in Spanish. Like, we've spoken
all the
Spanish
time,
together.
All the time.
So, so si puede, ¿verdad? He's just acting like he can't.
I never said I couldn't. That's the thing. I just said I don't... I'm not
you
confident
say you
with it.
Yes, you say you're not comfortable with
so
it.
So you think I could be confident with it?
You should be comfortable. Oh,
I
my
just
God.
Feel like there's so many things
J-Lo just learned. Like, she couldn't put a sentence together.
J-Lo couldn't.
Had to help her so much editing.
But who helped her? Mark Anthony
helped
her.
Oh, see,
her husband.
That's what I'm saying, Gabriel.
I'm saying.
Get yourself ex-husband.
Ex-husband. Yeah.
Get yourself a girl that can't speak English and that you're attracted to. Do you like older women or younger women? Because you know what? Lately, I've been noticing
younger men like older women.
Ruby and I like younger guys, like really? Straight up. And we're like Ruby's still in her 20s, but I'm in my early 30s.
Yeah.
I like, yeah, and we're like, get yourself. Do you like older girls or younger girls?
Older women, younger women.
Why do you like older? You don't discriminate.
Nope.
But yeah, like
you have a type. Be just trying to be polite.
No, I swear, I don't have a type. I mean, I just.
Ruby, how do you know he has a type?
As long as, because all men have a type. I was like, wait.
I've been stalking you. No.
Ruby, I didn't know you stalk people on social media.
You know I do.
So those messages I've been getting were from you.
I sent you one long time ago.
I'm just kidding.
And it was not for that, people.
No, so that's the recipe. Get you a girl that doesn't speak English.
Speak Spanish.
Speak Spanish only for a year, however long it lasts.
I'm going to have to try
become it. Become fluent and boom. Yeah. Just give her credit later on when you make it big.
And then we'll do this in Spanish.
Exactly. No. But we like to keep both of our languages present.
Lo haces en español conmigo para Telemundo.
Oh, dale. Okay.
Okay, perfecto.
Okay.
No, regresando. So I don't know if you guys heard that Steve Harvey is being sued by one of his ex-wives of like years ago. Years ago. So we're going to talk about crazy ex-girlfriends, right? Because I'm sure, Gabriel, have you experienced a crazy ex-girlfriend in your life?
He has.
Damn, a crazy ex-girlfriend. I think we've all experienced a crazy ex.
Okay, perfect. We're talking about crazy exes, and we come back on Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Hey, this is Rose Acosta, and you're listening to Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby on CBS Play.it.
Oh, man, yes, the conversations get juicier and juicier. Welcome back, guys, to Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby. We have our boy, Gabriel Chavarria, on the show with us today, star of Lowrider the movie and Planet of the Apes, dropping July 18th. July 14th? 14th or 18th?
14th.
Okay, 14th.
Yeah. 14.
And a real quick question. When it comes to social media, would you ever give a girl you're dating your password to your social media accounts?
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm asking Gabriel.
Thanks, Ruby. Ruby already answered that one for me.
Would you?
Would I give the girl that I'm dating my password
like
to
if you're
all my
into
social
her,
medias?
If you're into her and it's like serious and that's your girl. And she's
okay, that's different. Like, if that's my girl, it's real. I mean, I wouldn't want to, but like, it's probably not the best idea to do that.
Yeah, no.
Even if I'm married, I would never give away my passion.
Yeah, honestly, you gotta keep, you know what I mean?
Like, you gotta keep your individuality.
Yeah, of course. It's like, yeah, that's a tricky little boundary.
So,
right,
are you
there.
Single? Are you dating anybody?
I'm single. I'm chilling.
And ready to mingle?
I'm single, bilingual, ready to mingle.
Yay!
Isn't that how that saying goes?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Single, bilingual, ready to mingle.
But it's like, I haven't met anybody. Is it because you're very focused in your career? You haven't met...
Yeah.
No te he conocido una novia pues que nos hayas presentado, ¿verdad?
Yeah, nah. Because of that.
You're very focused, huh?
I got...
On a level, on a scale from 1 to 10, how focused are you from 1 to 10?
11.
Dang. Yeah. That's okay. That's a classic answer.
See, no, but even if like Mrs. Wright comes along...
I hope she doesn't come along right now, because
that's
really
a good answer.
Shake things up.
That's
you know
a good
what I mean?
Answer. Yeah.
Like, I mean, of course, like you don't plan for that. That just happens. But
I agree.
It just happens.
I think you plan for that.
No,
not
I
that,
just think
not
it
that
happens.
There's anything wrong with planning for it, but I just feel like you know when what I'm planning right now is just working and focusing and grinding and hustling and you know that's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know Shorty comes in and shake things up a little bit. You kind of go with it.
What's your type of girl? Break it down. What's your kind of girl? Like, what kind of girl do you see yourself kind of like looking at, breaking your neck? Like, damn, Shawty. He didn't know he was going to be put on the spot like this, right?
I didn't
know
that, but I mean, I'll give you an answer, I guess. I think I'm a sucker for a smile, like a beautiful smile, you know?
You got a good smile.
Oh, thank you.
Did you have braces?
Cricket teeth?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
When I was like 21.
No crooked teeth, ladies. That is just not. I, no, seriously, I'm the biggest. Like, oh my God, if I see a dude with one crooked tooth, no, I'm serious. I'm that anal and I don't care. I will tell you, like, go. I told my ex-boyfriend,
yeah,
go get braces.
Yeah,
I mean, and because of me, that motherfucker has a good smile. And you know what? I don't enjoy it anymore, but it's okay. But seriously,
you
I was like,
him.
I uplifted him. I'm like, dude, a smile is everything because one day, you guys, we're not going to have teeth.
True.
We're going to wear dentures.
Yeah.
Like the other day, I went to my mom's bathroom and my grandma lives with my mom, and it was the most it was nastiest shit. I walked
oh,
in.
Oh no!
And my grandma's
dentures were in soaking in water in like those denture cleaners, and I was like, ooh, this is gross. But it's my grandma. Like one day we're not gonna have teeth, so smile as much as you can. And I know people are so women, especially. Are so influenced by like the Kim Kardashians of the world. Like she don't smile. She literally
because she gets wrinkles.
Because
who
she's
cares?
Like, I get wrinkles, and I'm like, dude, come on, like,
yeah,
you can't be
like,
that vain.
These lines right here are pure happiness, baby.
But that's that's like your face. That's what your face is. Like, why would you want to get rid of that?
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
So, what's your type of girl?
No te hagas wey.
I don't know. I'm trying to, I mean, honestly, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Of course you know.
Like,
what's
give me
the
an example.
Longest relationship you've ever had?
Si, por ejemplo, o sea, si yo digo el tipo de Roxy, no, I'm not going to say.
No,
I'm
no,
gonna...
what's my tipo? What's, well, fuck, I don't
Tienes
know.
Tienes muchos.
I have, I mean, I like
Pero un
a
día
variety.
Tuviste, así como con tatuajes y pelones.
I love
cholones.
A bad boy and yeah, a like good boy combined.
She loves gangsters.
I love gangsters, but I you got it like.
Pero,
my, that's
pero
my
exitosos,
dilemma.
Exitosos.
I love
los,
like a smart gangster.
I love a gangster type of vibe, but there has to be some type of goodness about you. Mm-hmm. Like you can't be out there like on murder sprees.
Right.
Like that's a real bad boy. You know, like you gotta have some type of
life.
Some type of like, baby, I'm gonna protect you, but like I'm gonna be smart in our decisions
because
I know that you know you're an honorable woman.
Right.
Type of thing. You know what I mean?
100%.
That balances life. Like it's kind of like you, Gabriel. Like you want like a goody two shoes girl. No, you want a girl that's gonna be like, look, baby.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fucking hold you down.
Right.
100%.
Right. 100%.
Okay. So what's your type of girl?
All right. So I guess I would have to say. I mean.
Oh, you don't have one.
I mean, I'm just trying to think. Like, what you know. When it comes to a relationship, I'm trying to think relationship wise, right?
He's
like
that
somebody,
focused that he can't even think
I
about
can't?
Relationship.
He probably hasn't even thought about it.
Honestly,
he hasn't thought about it. No,
I can't
that's
think about
admirable,
it.
Dude.
Like, okay, físicamente.
Oh, well,
attracted
that's easy.
To people that are what? Big booties,
you know,
big titties.
No, there's
like to grab a little something, you know.
I used to have a friend that would only date petite girls.
Yeah.
Only he was like I like they
I
gotta be 100
like
pounds
too.
110 the most, and I was like, damn, so I'm obese to you, huh? He's like, pretty much. He would tell me, but he was a radio DJ on the radio with me, so he was like my homie. I didn't care what the
I
fuck he had
trust
to say
those. I just think no,
and he ended up with a super skinny girl.
Did he?
You know, but then but let's be real, the majority of men that you talk to. And science proves it, girl, because everything comes down to science and studies.
Studies.
Most men are attracted to women that are curvy. They're just like,
yeah.
I'm going to be all up in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or no.
Yep. 100%.
You like curves?
Of course. 100%. Can't deny that.
There it is. What else?
But I like petite girls, too, though. Like, you know, my ex was a petite chick, like super petite.
Have you ever dated anybody like on the cast of Isla's Life?
Nah.
Never?
You had a crush on them?
Nah.
Yeah, right. You thought about that way too long.
Okay, who's your celebrity crush?
I got a lot of those.
Tell us. I'll tell you who mine is if you tell me who yours is.
Oh, yeah. I actually answered this question. I got a thing for Nicki Minaj.
No way.
I got a real thing for Nicki Minaj.
So if Nicki Minaj is like, Gabe,
oh,
like, what's up? Let's get
it's fun.
You do love women with curves.
It's because there's something
is
about Nicki.
Popping.
Yeah, she with it. She's super with it.
I would have never thought
yeah,
he would have said Nicki Minaj.
No, yeah, it's a real thing. I got a thing for Nicki Minaj. It's her.
What?
It's her music. It's everything. Like it's who she is. As,
yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's what
that,
she represents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I have
really
a thing for The Rock. if The Rock.
The Rock.
I just like, to me, there's nothing like a man that's like solid, because I'm thick, right? I'm thick and I'm like a healthy thick, but there's nothing like a man that could just like pick you up and just like place you where you gotta go.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be that tall to lift you up. I'm just saying.
The Rock. I'll tell you right now. Get it.
Oscar will pick you up.
Who?
I said Oscar will pick you up.
Oscar Miranda? You know what?
That's my boy. I'm just throwing heat at him right now.
Oscar always watches my Instagram videos.
He's so with it. That's
Does
my boy.
Oscar have a crush on me? I don't know. I'm going to ask him.
Ask him. Put his ass
like
on the
spot.
He's
like forever watching my freaking Instagram stories. And I'm like, every video that I post. And I'm like, Oscar, do you like me, little shorty?
So what's your celebrity crush?
Yeah, that's a good question. Ruby. We got The Rock. We got Ruby. Nicki Minaj.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Ruby.
You got to have somebody.
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Okay, so she's bisexual. Hey.
No,
Ruby
no,
is not. Are you bisexual?
I'm not bisexual. Hey, but I just cannot think
of.
Okay. You know what happened to me last night? Well, not last night. Last week, I'm sorry.
Hey, Latinos are exaggerated.
Last year
and it happened like 2 years ago.
I was at the premiere of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
They invited me.
Johnny Depp.
No. See, I have a weird taste.
Yeah, you weird do, bitch. I gotta admit. I know, I've seen her taste, and this bitch has weird taste.
So I
would never look at the dude she looks at. So ever.
I'm like, okay, I've never been a groupie ever, and I've interviewed everybody who's anybody in the fucking industry, but he was, you know, they didn't approve my interview at Telemundo, so I got a one-on-one exclusive with them. They didn't want it, which was Javier Bardem. Oh. And he was walking by, and I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, hey, Javier. And I was like, oh, so Ruby del Rojo Vivo. I've never been a groupie to get to take a selfie with you. So he's like, claro que sí. So, like, oh my God, I feel like such a groupie. He's he's not a handsome man, you know? But it's just to me, success and admiration.
You see, it's a lot of things that kind of creates attraction to that person.
When you admire somebody.
Right.
I just love a man that could just like.
If they're the best doctors, if they're best actors, best lawyers, los mejores entrepreneurs, whatever. Like, that to me is something. And para mí, Javier Bardem is amazing, you know? So if you look at him, he's...
Ruby wants a daddy. She'd be like, wow, come here, Ruby.
You know I don't date older guys, ever. But, I mean, it's just that.
He's older than you.
I wouldn't...
Javier Bardem is way older than you.
Of course, but I wouldn't date him. Oh.
Mm. Yeah, you would.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
I wouldn't. You know
I
wouldn't.
If he asked you out tomorrow, you say, hey, let's go.
Liam Neeson has asked me out. I didn't say no.
Miley's boyfriend? Liam? Is that him?
No, that's Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, okay, never mind. I got my Liam's
confused. Liam Neeson, that is like the grandfather.
No, I was with you on that too, because at first I thought it was true. I was like, wait, but
he's 65.
Take it.
It's the guy from
Liam.
I
is
have
the
a
weirdest
particular set of skills.
Take it.
Liam is like the weirdest name. Who the fuck would name their kid Liam? What the fuck?
That's because we're Latinas, way.
Oh my God! I'd rather name my son Roberto.
I just think like no me gustan tan grandes, pues. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just think the age gap is just
Lord.
Not. I don't vibe on that.
You know, at this point, I don't know. At this point,
at this point, you need to get a fucking boyfriend, Ruby. Shut the fuck up.
No, so check it out. So, Gabriel, you've been involved in supporting various charitable outreach programs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? So would you consider yourself a philanthropist? Because I definitely am.
Yeah.
And it takes a special person to do nonprofit work and to really be out there in the community knowing that you're not getting paid, bro. Like, you are really out there because this cause is close to your heart. So what charitable organizations have you been attached with?
Well, we had started this program, a brother, called International Outreach Development Program, and it basically what we did was we would try to every like Christmas towards the end of the year we'd try to gather like a supply of food and take it to Honduras, because that's where my parents are from, and we'd take it over there. And then
you're hondureño?
I did not know.
You're not Mexicano?
Yo pensé que era Mexicano.
What?
Yeah, I'm catracho.
Catracho! Do you dance punta?
Of course.
¿Qué es punta, güeyes?
¿Qué es punta, güeyes?
1, 2, 3.
You see the video that we posted, you know?
Okay, do you know how to dance punta on a scale from 1 to 10?
11.
No! I didn't see
it's
that.
It's been a while. I haven't danced.
You know what they say about men that can dance, right?
What do they say?
What do they say about women that can dance?
What did they say?
What did they say?
I don't know.
No, no. Hey, Gabriel's like the little dead, like el calladito, pero the motherfucker that'll come
que
and murder
se cierra
it.
La puerta y tarran.
Listen,
low key.
Men and women that can dance, they say they put it down in bed.
I was going there.
Yeah, like seriously. Como dice Pitbull, las calladitas son las más putitas.
Is that what he
and
says?
And that goes, no, that goes for men too, because Gabriel gives the vibe that he's like super quiet.
You always say that.
Like I said, I have fun. We have fun when it's time
you
to have fun.
You come out and you
we
murder
have,
it.
And we murder. We definitely
yes,
do that.
Yes, you do.
That's
yes.
why you say, okay, por eso me siempre me dice el dicho de Pitbull. You're calling me putita, cabrón.
No, I'm not. So you also have a passion for music, right?
Yes. Oh,
and
yes.
you just founded your own music studio?
Yes. We actually...
So no. you sing? You play an
I
instrument?
I do a little bit of everything, dabbing into it, you know. So originally, me and my brother Chi, one of my older brothers, he was supposed to come out as an artist like 7 years ago. But then life happened. He had a baby and had family. Everything was put on hold. So we originally were supposed to come out in music first. But then acting took off for me. So once he started his life with his family, I kind of, you know, I went to do my own run, started doing my acting thing. And it took off, right? So now, literally just last year, at the end of last year, November, December, we built a studio in my brother's house, in my brother's crib in Whittier. And we
what?
Built it.
I'm about to slide through.
Oh, yeah, come through. Yeah, we'll do one of these sessions up there. Yeah, for
yes.
sure. 100%. And then, so we just literally got it up. And then my brother just finished school. My brother, Ben, who we built the studio with at his crib. And he just finished school. And he's coming out as an artist. And he's going to be popping. He's a beast.
What is it? Spanish trap? Is it hip-hop?
Nah,
it's
a mix of everything. Like, our main philosophy, our main goal is like we don't want to put ourselves in a box.
Yeah,
like, we want to do everything. Like
by
I like
saying,
reggaeton, I like rapping, I like singing, I like you know it's a mixture of everything. So
banda.
If
you
that's
like banda?
The case,
you do.
I mean, I won't make banda music, but I like it. It's cool. Like I think
okay,
it's fine. It's
okay,
party.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
I have
now
a good time.
I could dance anything too.
Yeah, exactly. Like you could
I
dance.
I could adapt
it.
For
something
sure.
that you can adapt to and vibe to. You know what I mean? So that's basically. Where we're at with it. So, and then I'm building a smaller one in my house, a studio at my house. So we'll be working from my crib and then we're working from his crib and then eventually we'll expand and keep going from there.
I love it. And so you have a passion for fashion.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I mean, I think I tried to look good. I mean, I keep it simple.
Specifically like, branded urban streetwear.
Yeah.
Does it have a name?
It used to have a name. But I mean, it's still up. It's called Wittifam Clothing.
We the fam.
No, Wittifam.
Wittifam.
Wittifam, like WITIT. With it.
What
like,
is that?
I'm with, like I'm with it.
Oh, with it. But I'm with it. Fam.
It's a street,
oh,
yeah, with it. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like Gabe is with it. So yeah, like it started off kind of like you know it's gonna be like streetwear, straight like you know hats, t-shirts, all
so
that.
So you're
fun
gonna
stuff.
Be releasing your own line in the future?
Oh, for sure. For sure, for sure.
I like that confidence.
Yeah, like we got plans.
I'm gonna
like,
tell you, dude.
Plans.
If you're gonna get a girlfriend in the future, she has to be secure.
Yeah.
She has to understand you're gonna be a busy man.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know. Okay. What is your thoughts on you know? Because Ruby and I always have this conversation about men that are successful, like you, mm-hmm. right? Like a lot of men that Ruby and I know, mm-hmm. they talk this big talk of like. You know, we love independent women, a woman that, like, if
don't.
I were to die, the show goes on, which, like, if I were to be a man, I would say this. If I were to be a man, I would have so much game. Like, I would only want to be with a chick that's bad.
Yeah.
Like, why be with a basic chick?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, whatever. But, so my question to you is, what the fuck, where was I going with this shit? Fuck, I lost my shade of thought.
I think you were going to, like, being with a boss.
Yes. So, right. so how did? What are your thoughts about women that are independent? Like, are you attracted to that? Do you think you're attracted to that? But at the end of the day, you want a woman that's going to follow more your lead, or are you like, really not there yet?
No, I mean, I like it. I think it's great for a woman to be independent. You know,
but for your woman, what do you want?
I want her to be a boss.
I
want her to be like,
yeah.
Yo,
so you could build
you know,
an empire together.
Yeah, you build together, and you know, you grow together, and. You lift each other up together. But don't get it twisted. We know who has the final say.
Oh, see, that's attractive. When a man could be a man like that, too, and
yeah.
put his foot down like, look, baby,
yeah.
as much as
By
you think
means,
you're independent,
yeah.
like, this is your daddy.
Don't forget. Yeah.
This is your daddy. Oh, no, Ruby.
Don't forget.
Ruby yeah. loves when a man could dominate her like that, huh?
But they can't.
You gotta just let yourself.
Yeah.
What's your biggest advice to women? Gabe?
My biggest advice to women? Damn, that's a good
Or your
question.
Best advice to women? In your experience, you know, at your young age, just dating women in the industry that you're in, like, what advice can you give to women? Like, what is it that turns you off about women? And what is it that you could say, women, be like this? Like, what turns you on and what turns you off?
I just think communication.
That turns you on?
Off. Like, off. It's got to be like, you got to communicate.
Oh, 100%. You got to communicate.
You got to be able to communicate. Like, you got to be able
what?
To be like,
don't
yo.
Not, Antonio.
I've been saying that
because it's,
we
it's
every
like,
podcast.
There's something wrong with y'all.
We all
Hold
on,
express it.
Man.
You like when a woman communicates.
Yes.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It's like, babe, tell me what you need. Don't give me the silent
like,
time.
Down for 20
I'm
minutes.
Not a mind reader.
Yeah, like don't no, go in I've the been... room and lock yourself in the room for like yes. an hour and like, babe, what's wrong? No, nothing.
Silent treatment.
Yeah, it's like, come on,
But
man.
You guys don't like...
We ain't got time for that.
I'm like an over-communicator. I'm like...
That's great.
My problem that with is men is great. Like, you don't communicate like me.
Is it true or not that men avoid confrontation?
I don't think so.
No, I think men avoid confrontation.
Yes, they
I've,
do.
At least me and my
I
experience,
think we're confrontational,
I feel like I'm always the better communicator.
If we say, we need to talk, you guys will like hide.
Bye, bitch.
Yes. Yes, you guys will hide and you'll be like, we'll talk to you next week. Yes.
Bye, Felipa.
Bye, Felipa. Exactly. Exactly. That's what you guys do. Like, you hate that.
That's funny.
Yeah. Dude, there is nothing sexier like a man that could communicate and a man that could like dominate you
100%
that could dominate you at the right one. Not dominate me like try to choke me and 400. Control me like crazy
sometimes
but like a man can be like
that's right that's
listen
right.
to me Roxy
that's right.
you might think you're in control but you know who your daddy is
exactly.
I'll be like yes papi
yes
like I gotta say
I gotta say that okay even though o sea yo sé que tú eres la más open-minded, but yo siento que you are like a sweetheart.
I'm super
yes,
soft.
And I'm like the fucking kinky bitch.
I'm super soft.
Even
in a
right, like from what I've got to know, Roxy, I think that's the way you are. Like you're so sweet in a relationship, and I think
am.
You like to be treated like, oh my god, you know.
I'm like super soft in a relationship. And it's so funny because people see Roxy as like Roxy, like
exactly.
But when I'm in a relationship, I'm like
transform.
The ideal girlfriend, like
yeah.
for reals.
Like, I'm like a kinky bitch. Like I'm just no. That's why I know.
You
there's nothing
that
wrong
too?
With. There's that's what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with none of that. Kinky, super nice, super sweet, all of it. It's
all
great.
That. Don't
all
you?
Like, great.
He's like, I want all that in one woman.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
There's a balance to everything, you know.
Oh my God, Gabriel. So listen, July 14th.
Yes.
Planet
yes.
of the Apes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. I'm so fucking excited about that movie because that's a huge franchise.
That's
it's
a big
amazing.
Deal.
Yeah.
What does your mom tell you? Is she like super proud?
She is proud, but she don't know the scale of what's going on right
it's
now,
huge.
Which is great though. I like it that way because
yeah.
I can talk to my mom normal. She can always see me as a son and not. Whatever the world's gonna see me as later.
Well, how does your mom see you? What does Keta you say?
Just go to church. Don't forget about God. All you know, all the typical Latino stuff that every parent says, right?
Yes. Yep. Well, listen to your mama.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. What do you do in moments of like when you're questioning your life? Do you pray?
Of course.
Like, what's your spirituality? What do
I'm
you gravitate
very spiritual.
To?
I believe in God. I believe in Jesus, and I believe that. I mean, my whole career has been for me has been guided through. What he has wanted me to do.
Yeah.
I've always put it in his hands.
Yeah.
Everything. Every single little thing. So as long as he wants me to rock, I'm gonna keep on rocking.
Keep on rocking. Yes. Gabriel Chavarria, go check him out. His movie is out in theaters right now.
Yeah.
Lowrider, which is I'm so proud because I read that How to Be a Latin Lover with Eugenio Derbez
mm-hmm.
and Lowrider this past week came out in the top 10.
Yeah.
And Latinos, this is the message, I guess, of this moment is you got to go support Latino films.
Of course.
You got to support our talent, man. Like
yeah. That's the way you're going to see yourself represented on
right.
the big screen.
Hell yeah. 100%. Don't stop complaining. Stop bitching. Go buy a ticket
yeah.
and go support these films.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because yes. to me, I really love the storyline.
Yeah.
Besides the lowriders, besides you, besides mm-hmm. Noel G and Eva and everybody, I love the storyline
yeah.
because so many men, there's so many men that their dads walked out of their life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and have some type of distance with their
yeah.
father.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of men, not only Latino men, are going to relate
man.
To
a
the storyline of,
yeah.
of this film.
Right.
So if you want to be moved, touched, and inspired,
mm-hmm.
if you're a man and your dad's a bastard, go watch this
go
movie.
Watch
there's
this
a lot
movie.
Of bastards out there. One day, Ruby, we're going to have a show and we're just going to talk to pure bastards.
Dude, we should have a bunch of bastards.
No, I'm serious. Men, because I can't even fat. Like, my dad is so consistent in my life. Yeah. Like, your dad, Ruby.
My dad is tough.
He's tough, but we had them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we can't ever say, like, hey, I have daddy issues.
Oh, no,
because
no.
My dad is there till this day. Right. You know what I mean? But there's fathers that they have a kid, they find out the girl's pregnant, and they're gone forever. I'm like, how could you live with yourself?
Even moms.
Even moms, but it's more the dads than the moms.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So one day, we're going to have a show dedicated to bastards, and we're just going to interview you guys. And we're going to put you on blast, okay? All right, so it's time. We're wrapping the show. We ran out of time. Gabriel, we love you, brother.
Thank you. Love
Thanks
you
for
guys.
Coming through. Follow you on where? How can they find
Instagram,
you on Instagram?
Twitter at Gabe is Wittit, WITIT.
Do you respond to DMs?
I always respond to the DMs.
What kind of DMs do you get?
All kinds of DMs.
Naked pictures?
All kinds of DMs.
Oh, you open them. Do you open all of your DMs?
When I get time, I do.
That's a yes. Gabe is Wittit, okay? Follow him. We're out. We'll see you guys next week. It's Amber Rose Presents Risqué with Roxy and Ruby.